New technology is one way to solve noise pollution. There have been an increasing number of complaints and lawsuits about noise pollution in some major world cities. The problem with noise is not only that it is unwanted, but also that it negatively affects human health and well-being. In my opinion, the government should attach importance to the research and application of technology in order to reduce noise pollution. First, the application of sound-absorbing or sound-insulation material shows the quickest sign of the reduction of noise pollution. Noise inside a building can be reduced if both the external and internal walls are made of sound-deadening materials. Heavy and dense materials, such as masonry or brick walls, are better for sound reduction. The application of sound reduction materials is economically and technically feasible in dealing with four main noise sources, namely transportation, industrial production, construction, and social activities. Furthermore, the introduction of hybrid cars has made advances in the reduction of motor vehicle noise. Noise from transportation is one major source of noise pollution. The application of cars with low-level noise will be effective in reducing noise emission. In conclusion, with people exposed to dangerous sound levels on the rise, noise pollution has become a common occupational and environmental hazard. I strongly recommend that the government should spare no efforts in funding and investing in new technologies which will be essential in noise pollution reduction.